W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. 5 Memphis police officers have been fired after the death of a black man days after a traffic stop on January 7th. The man's family demanding answers. The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the case. Authorities in Indiana hailing the effort of a Walmart employee for helping stop a gunman who shot and wounded one employee from doing more damage. Police say Ronald Mosley used to work at the store and came into the break room with a gun.
Mosley ordered all of the occupants of the room to stand against the back wall. One female employee, she was able to escape the room without Mosley seeing her.
Evansville Police Sergeant Anna Gray says she was able to call 911. Police eventually shot and killed the gunman. Elon Musk taking the witness stand as part of a civil suit over his 2018 tweet in which he claimed to have secured funding to take Tesla private at $420 a share. The lawsuit alleges Musk misled investors. He's expected back in court on Monday. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin is gearing up for a legal fight after prosecutors this week announced he will be charged with involuntary manslaughter, stemming from the on-set shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins while filming the movie Rust.
Baldwin was using the Colt 45 revolver during rehearsal on the New Mexico set when it fired a live round, killing Hutchins and injuring the director. He has denied pulling the trigger.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
But the DA says an FBI report shows the gun was fully functional on that set and did not misfire.
The trigger had to have been pulled. So Alec is wrong.
Baldwin's attorney saying Alec, quote, relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. Unrest in Peru continues following the impeachment and arrest of the country's president back in December. Thousands of protesters taking to the streets of Peru's capital for a second day on Friday, police at times deploying tear gas. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Here's that song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mabarak, whatever it may be for you. It is Anything Goes Friday for us, and it's you and me for the next 3 hours, no guests, taking your calls and talking about the issues of the day. By the way, David Crosby passed away yesterday, sadly. There are some reports that it was from COVID, although there has been, I've not seen a clear confirmation of that. I'm just seeing it, you know, popping up on places like Drudge. But he was a guest on our program with Neil Young, wasn't it? Yeah, back during the Obama campaign. A good and decent man from all indications. I don't know him personally, you know, other than having interviewed him once, but a genius. And music has, you know, we've all lost something. 81 years old. Anyhow, a lot to talk about today. Is this the last gasp of the Republican Party's two Santa Claus scam? I'll fill you in on that in a moment. Also, hell no on Joe Manchin pushing a Social Security deal with the Republicans. And is Sam Alito both the leaker and the victim here in this whole Supreme Court thing? I'll tell you my thoughts on this, as well as former Labor Secretary Robert Reich's thoughts on this. His newsletter this morning, I'll share pieces of that or, you know, some of his comments with you in just a few minutes. In the second hour of the program, I want to share with you how Ron DeSantis' anti-woke campaign is basically just about getting white men angry, apparently, straight white men, I'd add, and appears to be working. What he's doing with the colleges now down in Florida is absolutely shocking. Also, is the United States on the verge of a civil war? Fascinating question. And a crazy alert in our second hour. The gun show that's happening right now is featuring a kid's rifle inspired by the AR-15. Yep, a kid's rifle. And in the third hour of our program, is this an extinction event for the GOP? And an amazing bit of performance art where where one of us embeds himself in an anti-abortion protest with a bullhorn. And I will share that with you in the third hour of the program today. It is brilliant. And if you can't wait, I tweeted it earlier. You can check it out. But it is just great. Okay, to start out, over at HartmanReport.com and also on DailyKos.com, I posted this morning, are we seeing the last gasp of the GOP's two Santa Claus scam? And this is, you know, back in November, I talked about this. This was right after the Republicans won the election, you know, won majority control of the House of Representatives. And, in fact, I think it was around November 18th, more or less, you know, plus or minus a couple of days. And what I said was, at the time, was that, look out, here it comes, the two Santa Claus scam. You know, they're going to rerun this scam. They've been doing it since the 80s. And I wrapped the article up saying that I, quote, hope that Democratic politicians in our media will finally call the GOP out on Wanniski and Reagan's two Santa Clauses scam. So far, no soap. I haven't heard a single mention of two Santas in the mainstream media, and I'll bet you haven't either. That's the bad news. The good news is that it appears that, unlike Clinton, who negotiated with the Republican Party and radically cut social programs, leading to a bloodbath for Democrats, and unlike Obama, who negotiated with Republicans and was willing to do the chain CPI until Bernie Sanders stopped him. I mean, Bernie just publicly came out against, Obama's negotiations and blew them up. And the Obama administration was not at all happy about that. But the chain CPI would have cut Social Security benefits over the next 10, 20 years quite substantially. They no longer would have kept up with inflation, not even close. But, you know, that was stopped, but because Bernie was successful in stopping Obama from doing that, after Obama had declared he was going to, the GOP crashed the economy. You know, they walked us right up to the edge of a debt default. Moody's downgraded our debt. We were no longer included in the list of nations that have a debt that cannot possibly fail. And for 2 years, you know, we paid hundreds of billions of dollars in additional interest as a consequence of that. We were losing 100,000 to 200,000 jobs a month for almost 2 years as a result of that. In the 2012 election, Democrats got hurt really, really badly because of that. So where did this come from? Well, back in 1976, the Republican Party was basically a smoking ruin. Nixon had resigned after being busted for lying about his secret plan to end the Vietnam War, his involvement in the Watergate burglary, taking bribes from Jimmy Hoffa and the milk lobby. The only reason he didn't go to prison is because Gerry Ford pardoned him. Same with his vice president, Spiro Agnew. His first vice president, Spiro Agnew, also resigned to avoid going to prison. And newspaper and television editorials were openly speculating that this might be the end of the Republican Party. If you weren't around in 74, I was. In fact, I was working in radio news in 1974. And I can tell you, it was a grim time from the point of view of the GOP. And Gerry Ford had ended the war the year before. In 76. Had he ended the war the year before in 1975? The unemployment rate was over 7%. Inflation was running over 7%. It had been 11% the previous year. And basically, Americans knew that the Democrats had brought us Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, subsidized college, the right to unionize, anti-poverty programs, and sent men to the moon, and that the Republicans had opposed all those things. So what were the Republicans to do? They were, widely viewed as the party of Scrooge. So Jude Wodisky wrote this op-ed in 1976 in the Wall Street Journal, saying that the Democrats were the party of Santa. The Republicans had not offered a tax cut in 22 years at that point, and they needed to become the party of Santa too, and they should become the party of tax cut Santas. And so he laid this out, we just need to cut taxes. Reagan came into office in 1980 with the election of 1980, came into office in 1981. And what did he do? He cut taxes. He campaigned in the primary in 1980 on Jude Wodisky's. Jude Wodisky also invented this phrase, supply side economics. He was the guy who invented that phrase. Reagan campaigned on that. His primary opponent, George Herbert Walker Bush, called it voodoo economics and made fun of it. That went away once Bush became vice president. And then Reagan took our national debt from $800 billion up to $2.6 trillion in 8 years. It was over $4 trillion by the end of the first Bush administration, the only, one for Bush Bobby Sr. And the result of that was that when Bill Clinton came into office, there was this $4.5 trillion debt. And the Republicans immediately started screaming about the debt that they themselves had created, saying that they were going to refuse to raise the debt ceiling if Clinton didn't go along with these massive cuts. And so Clinton did. He went along with the cuts. And the result of that was just, wreckage. For the first time since 1930, in 1994, as a result of Clinton going along with these cuts, the Republicans took the House of Representatives for more than 2 years. Newt Gingrich became Speaker of the House. It set up the election of George W. Bush in 2000. I mean, it was just the Clinton presidency in many ways. Bill Clinton did some good things. But in this context, it was a disaster. And looking at the wreckage of the Democratic Party all around Clinton in 1999, Jude Winiski wrote a gloating memo for the Wall Street Journal that said, quote, "We should, of course, should all be indebted to Art Laffer for all time for his curve, but as the primary political theoretician of the supply side camp, I began arguing for the two Santa Claus theory in 1974. And, you know, then there was a bunch of other editorials kind of supporting that. So they went after Clinton this way. They went after Obama this way. Now they're trying to go after Biden this way. And the question now, and by the way, in the intervals, George W. Bush comes into office. What does he do? $2.5 trillion tax cut and $8 trillion of unfunded wars. As soon as Obama comes in after Bush, the Republicans start screaming about the debt ceiling. Oh, my God, look at the debt. We got to do something. Then Trump comes into office in 2016. And what does he do? He puts in $13.9 trillion of new tax cuts and brand new spending. Now, you know, about $2 trillion of that had to do with the pandemic, and I suppose we could cut him some slack on that. But $13 trillion, really? David Jolly yesterday, the former Republican congressman from Florida, tweeted, "For context, roughly 25% of our total national debt incurred over the last 230 years actually occurred during the 4 years of the Trump administration." That's right, 25% of our entire national debt. Snopes rated this true. So, are Americans going to figure out what's going on? Have Americans figured out what's going on? I mean, now, you know, Joe Biden has seen this whole thing, right? I mean, he's his whole life. He was elected to Congress in 19 to the Senate in 1972. He knows this story. And he's saying, "I am not going to go along with these terrorists." How is this going to play out with the American people? I don't know, but it appears to be that the American people are figuring out, and certainly the media. I mean, during the Obama administration and during the Clinton administration, the media were just pounding Obama and Clinton about, "Why won't you negotiate with the Republicans?" Now, not so much. Or at least, I mean, obviously, I'm watching MSNBC and Free Speech TV and, you know, networks that are to the left, shall we say. But my sense of it is that maybe people are waking up to this two Santa scam, even if they don't know what it's called or where it came from. But still, Republicans are saying that they're going to force a crash, basically. So, you know, now might be a good time to get your financial affairs in order, because it looks like it's going to be a rough year here. We'll see. We'll see. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. We'll be right back. Hell no on Manchin pushing Social Security with the GOP and his Alito the leaker. I'll share those with you and pick up your phone calls here on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Well, then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. They also have cruises here. We're in my neck of the woods, down the Columbia River and the Snake River, the Columbia River Gorge, Multnomah Falls. It's absolutely beautiful. Throughout these all-inclusive journeys, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean or river air, and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. So a couple quick stories for you, and then we'll get right to your phone calls. Joe Manchin yesterday, quote, provoked outrage. Yeah, surprise, surprise. Saying that, Biden should be negotiating with the Republicans about Social Security. He should do what Obama was willing to do. Right. Biden was in that White House. He saw how that worked out. He is not going to step in that doo-doo. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. And Alex Lawson is tweeting about this. Our buddy Alex, who fills in for me from time to time and runs Social Security Works out of Washington, D.C., he tweeted yesterday, hell no to even a single penny of cuts to Social Security's earned benefits. Hell no to fast-track commissions designed to cut benefits behind closed doors. Now, when I saw that tweet, I was like, what is he talking about? And it turns out that Joe Manchin has co-authored legislation with Mitt Romney. Remember the guy who was complaining that 56%, 54% of Americans don't pay taxes? He has, this is just nonsense, but in any case, they've put together this legislation. It's called the Trust Act. And what it would do is create a bipartisan rescue committee to fix Social Security and Medicare. They would have 180 days, 6 months, to come up with their plan. This is based on the Simpson-Bowles Commission, which is, you know, what happened in 2011 with, because Obama basically punted. He said, okay, Simpson and Bowles, you guys figure this out. They did. They came back, changed CPI, et cetera. So this is explicitly modeled after that. And the bills produced by this bipartisan committee would then be placed on a fast track to the floor of the House and the Senate and would be voted on with no amendments allowed. And boy, I had no idea that this would. And in fact, Manchin said he told Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Fox News that he'd actually talked with Kevin McCarthy about the Trust Act. Alex Lawson, again, he says Manchin is providing cover for Republican efforts, attacks on Social Security and Medicare. Democrats must stand with President Biden and his calls for a clean debt ceiling increase and an end to Republican attacks on our earned benefits. And I think that earned word is the magic word in there. Alex keeps throwing it in, the word earned. We officially hit our debt ceiling yesterday, $31.4 trillion, but the Social Security benefits are Social Security is not a welfare program, it's an insurance program. That's why it's called Social Security insurance. It's called that in the bill that created it. We all pay into this insurance policy, and just like with any insurance policy, some people are going to take more of it out than others. I mean, you know, some people with their health insurance are sick and they use a lot of health insurance. Some people with their health insurance spend their whole lives fairly healthy and they use very little of it. We all pay the same amount in, right? More or less. Same with life insurance and other things like that. So Social Security is not an entitlement. It is not a welfare program. It's not a benefit. It's an insurance program. As is Medicare, as is Medicaid, and the Republicans want to cut all three. I'll share with you very, very quickly Robert Reich's thoughts on Sam Alito, the leaker on the Supreme Court, and pick up your phone calls here on Anything Goes Friday right after this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations, big pharma, the health insurance industry. I'd really rather you didn't know.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
The GOP would also really rather you didn't know all this stuff. We'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Five Memphis police officers have been fired after the death of a black man days after a traffic stop on January 7th. The man's family demanding answers. The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the case. Authorities in Indiana hailing the effort of a Walmart employee for helping stop a gunman who shot and wounded one employee from doing more damage. Police say Ronald Mosley used to work at the store and came into the break room with a gun.
Mosley ordered all of the occupants of the room to stand against the back wall. One female employee, she was able to escape the room without Mosley seeing her.
Evansville Police Sergeant Anna Gray says she was able to call 911. Police eventually shot and killed the gunman. Elon Musk taking the witness stand as part of a civil suit over his 2018 tweet in which he claimed to have secured funding to take Tesla private at $420 a share. The lawsuit alleges Musk misled investors. He's expected back in court on Monday. This is ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So the Dobbs decision got leaked. Everybody freaked out. Sam Alito went on a whining, they're going to assassinate me. This puts all of us at risk for assassination, said Sam Alito. All right, so the court's marshal, Gail Curley, oversaw this inquiry into who might have leaked the Dobbs decision. They conducted 126 formal interviews of all 97 employees of the Supreme Court, and all of them said under oath, no, I did not leak it. Who did they not interview? They did not interview Sam Alito or any of the other members of the court. They didn't interview Clarence Thomas, number one. Number two, Sam Alito actually had a motive for leaking this, as Robert Reich points out at robertreich.substack.com. He had four other justices tentatively signed on to the Dobbs decision, but he wanted to lock them in, and by leaking the decision, he did that. And then third, of course, Alito back in November of last year, Christian Minister Rob Schenck said that in 2014, Sam Alito gave him an early draft of the Hobby Lobby case, which Alito also authored weeks before it was released to the public. So, you know, Alito is a known leaker of Supreme Court decisions. Surprise, surprise. All righty, let's pick up your calls. It's Anything Goes Friday. Rob in Mount Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob. Happy Friday. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Nice talking to you again. It's where DJT has got another situation that's coming up here, and I haven't heard brought up on the air anywhere.
You're talking the former guy?
The former guy. I don't like to say his name. It's where it just it makes a bitter taste in my mouth. DJT, you know? But yeah, DJT. But anyway, it's where your call screener, she agreed with me on this point. It's where, you know, I mean, and I saw it, believe it or not, in the National Enquirer. I got stuck in line at the grocery store the other day. Donald Trump has made, I said his name, damn it. But he actually worked out something with Saudi Arabia where he can be able to jump on his jet and fly over there and he can have haven. Now, the whole thing is why can't they take and ground his plane? That means he can't campaign. He can't go to Saudi Arabia. And as much as I do not want to pay for him being in jail, it's where, you know, I mean, if he's going to leave the country, make sure he never comes back.
Yeah, it is clearly where he belongs. I mean, he incited a rebellion against the United States of America that led to the death of seven or eight people, and including three police officers. And not to mention a whole bunch of other crimes. I mean, you know, Michael Cohen went to prison for Trump's violation of campaign finance laws. His bookkeeper, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, is now in prison because of the financial crimes and frauds Trump has committed. And now he's talking about rolling out his campaign next month. And it's going to get weird. It's going to get real weird, Rob. But I don't disagree with your sentiment. Thanks for the call. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
I'm loving your show. Thank you for your incredible take this morning. I always feel encouraged to get involved from your show. And we have to be the change that matters. I have to tell you what I did this morning. I was going to say something else when I first called, but I called Hakeem Jeffries' office to say Democrats have to outsmart these Republicans and put the debt ceiling to rest by minting a beautiful platinum trillion-dollar coin, which you and also Linda said yesterday, mint that coin. And we can't depend upon these six Republicans to ever come to their senses. I have leader Hakeem Jeffries' number. I can say it. Or people can also call the Congress Senate.
Yeah, just call the regular switchboard number and just say, you know, please connect me to Hakeem Jeffries' office, and they'll do it instantly.
Right.
That number is 202-224-3121. But it's not Congress that mints the coin. It's the executive branch. It's the White House.
I know,
and the White House comment line is 202.
I tried calling the Treasury Department. no luck with that. The White House, you can call from Tuesday to Thursday. I realize we have to get Yellen to do that, but you know, he's a voice that will be listened to.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
I frankly though, I think that that you know, Barack Obama called that a gimmick, the trillion-dollar coin. And obviously it is. I mean, and sometimes it's gimmicks are not a bad thing. I mean, they're just a way around problems. But I think the straightforward way to do it, Jessica, is simply to say, is for President Biden to, you know, formally say, declare that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution does not allow him to withhold the payment of the debt of the United States. It literally says the debt of the United States shall not be questioned. I mean, that's a verbatim quote from Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. And therefore, he's going to direct the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, to keep signing those checks.
Mm-hmm.
Let him sue him.
Oh, yeah. I have to give a shout out to you and Congressman Ro Khan and Senator Blumenthal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Our intellectual property that has been paused to Saudi Arabia right now, we're no longer giving them the most sensitive weapons that treasonous Trump made the U.S. provide them.
Right.
So I'm very proud of you and Rokana.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jessica. And happy weekend to you. Happy Friday.
It's you good. Too. Thank you.
Jeff in San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
I know hindsight's 20/20. I mean, but just like the Republicans held McCarthy hostage, don't you think in 2024 we could do the same thing to whoever's the speaker to put like something like Medicare on board, Medicare for All on the docket? I know this is all repeated, and we got all this verbiage that we didn't have the votes, and all that stuff. But, you know, I got to admit that the Republicans, they have some brass testes, and I think that's what Democrats need to show a little bit more. Do
so
something with our leadership.
Specifically, I mean, what are you suggesting? That the progressives hold up other legislation if they don't get Medicare for All?
Or something. Throw five things up there. Throw raise minimum wage, Medicare for All, and, you know, let the cap on Social Security, or we're not going to sign you as Speaker. What do we get? Nothing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying do this as part of the battle for Speaker. I was thinking you were suggesting basically that the Democrats do what Republicans have done, and that is, you know, just disrupt the entire process if they don't get their way. And I was going to say that doesn't generally work out well. The speaker battle has already been decided, Jeff. The Democrats are behind Hakeem Jeffries. He's going to be the speaker. It's not going to be debated. There'll be a perfunctory debate, but he's going to be the speaker in 2 years if the Democrats take back the House. And I think there's a good chance they will. A lot can happen. 2 years is, you know, decades in politics, but I share your outrage. I absolutely do. And we're always looking for, you know, where's the pivot point? Where's the pressure point? What is the thing that we can do that will have the maximum effect, the maximum leverage? And, you know, the race for speaker is one of them. A must-pass legislation is another. And Republicans have been using both of those, all of those things. And I think it's actually hurt their party. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Jeff, thanks for the call. Mark in Las Vegas. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. A couple of things. One, when I called in, I was, because I'm a masochist, I watch C-SPAN in the morning because the comments are so intelligent that they put on there.
Are you being facetious?
So, me ever? Of course.
It's been a while since I've watched C-SPAN.
Anyway, they had on Julie Rovner. She's with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Mm-hmm. They claim not to be affiliated with Kaiser Permanente, but
they
I was amused to see that she, they have many foundations that support them, and a lot of those are corporate, so let's keep that in mind. But my point is that she could not, and she danced around this, she could not use the words for-profit healthcare. She talked about cost and everything else, but she did not say those words in any way, shape, or form. That was the point I originally called in about. Yeah. But I wanted to give you something else that might give you a little bit of a laugh in talking about this serious problem with the debt limit that the Republicans are creating. It reminds me of the scene in Blazing Saddles where the new sheriff holds the gun to his own head.
Yeah, Cleavon
and
Little.
Says, you know,
yeah, I'm going to shoot this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Republicans are threatening to shoot their own heads when they're talking about not raising the debt limit.
I know.
Just like that scene.
I know. The problem is we're standing right behind them, and the bullet will go through us, too. I mean, you know, to mangle the metaphor.
Yeah.
At what point are they going to wake up? I don't think they're going to wake up. I truly believe that there are at least a handful, and maybe as many as several dozen members, Republican members of Congress, who are directly or indirectly being funded, assisted, helped, whatever, by foreign propagandists, by, you know, whether it's Russian or Saudi, I don't know, Chinese.
Sure.
You know, I think the Russian hand is big in a lot of this. But
they don't
care if they destroy America. In fact, they're enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, we only need to get a few on our side, though, to overturn that.
You would hope.
A couple others. Really quick. Read Stephanie Kelton's book, and she makes the comment, taxes pay for nothing. And it's really an eye-opener, please.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with modern monetary theory. Stephanie's been on the program many times, along with many of her colleagues. I know what you're talking about, Mark, and it is very thought-provoking stuff. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. Back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back, JC in Tampa. Hey, JC, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, just a couple of things. I was saying, when it comes to the Republicans and the whole budget fight here, we're talking about with the debt ceiling, right? So there's two different elements, the debt ceiling and then the national debt. So what we should try to do, play hardball with them, is be like, so if you're trying to do spending cuts, we should equate that to revenue increases, tax increases. Yeah, there's two sides to this, right? Like in the business of government, there's the revenue and there's the expenses, right? So if you're worried about the debt and you're sincere about it, then let's talk about bringing in some more revenue, which means tax increases, and let's see how serious they are about that whole thing, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Because I mean, we let them get away with this constantly. You know, when Bush came into office, he inherited a $200 billion budget, surplus per year. He left it at $2 trillion. He gave it to Obama, took it over at $2 trillion during a downturn, which is when government's supposed to spend, right, mm-hmm. to kind of help grease the engine so it doesn't dry up the economy, right? And he brought it down even through the tough times, and he gave it to Trump. He left it at $600 billion. Budget deficit. So he cut the national, the budget deficit yearly by 66% by the time he was done.
Right.
And then Trump came back in and then shot it right back up through the roof.
Right. $13 trillion.
And then they're doing, the same thing again,
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of getting old because they seem to want to kind of pretend that, hey, they run an amazing economy while they're running it superficially on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you're going to let me run my business, meanwhile, I'm $2 trillion in the red every year, that's not really a good economy. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like fake money in a sense, right?
Yeah, we hit like 120% of GDP debt at the end of World War II. We were terribly in debt, more than we'd ever been in the history of the United States. And Eisenhower started paying that down by borrowing a little bit more money. And building the interstate highway system, which so stimulated economic activity that all the extra taxes started paying. Of course, the top tax rate then was 90%. Right up until the 1980s with the Reagan Revolution, we had been steadily paying down our debt. And then Reagan reversed that trend. And we've been, the debt has been going up just like as if we were fighting World War II. But we're not fighting World War II. It's just a Republican scam that, came out of Jude Winiski's, two Santa Claus and supply side economics theory. It's just, it's nuts. JC, spot on. Thank you very much for the call. It's great to hear from you. Glenn in Playa del Rey, California. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'terrific. Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine.
That's great. I had a question about the debt ceiling. I was listening to a different program, and the gentleman on there said that he said that when two laws conflict, like the budget law that's been passed and a previous law, the debt ceiling, then the newer one overrides, and that, you know, if it goes to court, that will be determined in that way. You heard about this?
Well, generally speaking, if you pass a new law that contradicts an old law, the new law, if it's well written, it will explicitly remove the old law, or, you know, override it or whatever. So, you know, there's some truth to that. The problem here, though, is you've got two laws that are both based on the Constitution. And because in Article 1 of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, is specifically the Constitution, gives Congress the power to raise taxes, spend money, and borrow on the credit of the United States. So both the expenditures, and there have been literally multiple, you know, thousands of laws that produce expenditures. All of those expenditures are authorized by the Constitution. The borrowing of money to pay for those expenditures is authorized by the Constitution. And the repayment of that debt is authorized by the Constitution. But then you've got another piece of legislation which says you may not repay that debt if it exceeds a certain amount. Well, that is not in the Constitution. In fact, that defies the Constitution. So, you know, you can look at, you know, this in a kind of simplistic way and say, hey, the most recent law generally prevails. And yeah, if we're talking about, you know, the shoplifting code, you know, hey, it used to be 6 months in jail, now it's a year. Yes, the most recent law prevails. But when you're talking about laws that contradict each other and do so in the context of the Constitution, you have to go back to the Constitution. And the Constitution is very clear. The debt of the United States shall not be questioned. Our 14th Amendment, Section 4, literally, quote, the debt of the United States shall not be questioned, end quote, period, full stop, yeah. Right? And so it doesn't matter what law you pass. You cannot pass a law that contradicts the Constitution. I mean, it's just, you know, the Constitution is in the Constitution. It literally refers to itself as the supreme law of the land. And so that's where, I don't know where you were, you know, who was saying this to you, but that's where I would say...
A lawyer involved in the government.
Yeah, well, that's where I would push back.
I hope this comes
they're missing
to a head one way or another.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I hope this comes to a head one way or another and we just get this resolved once and for all.
It's going to have to.
I hope that's what the result of this.
It's going to have to. I mean, this was a new thing. This was something that came along with the Clinton presidency. And it came along as a result of the national debt crisis that Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush created by taking our national debt from under $1 trillion to over $4 trillion in 12 years mostly through tax cuts. And then the Republicans thought, okay, we'll use this old law that goes back to the 1950s or the 1930s. I've seen it described in both ways. You know, for the debt ceiling, we're going to use this old law as a club to beat Democrats over the head with. And you know, it worked with Clinton. He let them beat him up, and it worked with Obama. He let them beat him up. I don't think it's going to work with Biden. I don't think he's going to let them beat him up, but we'll see. But I'm with you, Glenn. It does need to be worked out.
Any which way they can.
There you go. Glenn, thank you very much for the call. Wow, a lot going on. I got to tell you about Ron DeSantis' anti-woke campaign. Why is he doing this? Well, and what is he doing? I'll tell you the details of that. And is the United States on the verge of a civil war? Oh, and our crazy alert about the gun show and the new kid's rifle? It's bizarre. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1580.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Company.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.